Hey everybody, welcome to Capes and Scowls, and today we're doing another Scowls Top 4. I'm Tim, and with me...
is Olivia.
Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
How the hell you doing?
Oh, just peachy.
Ooh, peachy! I like that you lied to the audience, it's good. She's not doing peachy, everybody. But she's here, she's a trooper, she's hanging in for you.
Yeah.
Now they're gonna be like, what's up with Olivia? Don't worry about it. Now they're really concerned. Today we're doing one of the strangest top fours we could come up with. Who suggested this originally? Does anybody remember? Cliff's in the background. That's as well. So he's eating banana pudding.
It's a secret.
I think it was Rich.
All right. Well, Rich, you're getting what you wanted. And if it wasn't you, you're still getting what you wanted. Because today we're doing top four animated cats. Animated cats! Who doesn't love animated cats? Look, I said if they suggest it, we'll do it. So here we are.
Here we are.
We're doing it. So why don't you go first? I was a little, like, because animated cats and dogs and whatnot, it's like...
So Rich was birds.
Rich was birds, so we don't even know who this was. That's fine.
It's a secret.
Was it you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, like, there's cats that are, like, humanoid. There's cats that are, like, just actual cats. Uh-huh. So I was torn if I wanted, like, any humanoid ones. But then there's some pretty awesome humanoid ones. So I don't know if you picked any, but I picked a couple. So we will see.
We'll see.
So why don't you kick it off? Tell me who's your first favorite animated cat.
All right. I'm going to go with a classic here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's what you think of when you think of cartoon cat.
Mm-hmm.
It's Garfield.
Oh, Garfield. He hates Mondays. What makes you, what do you like about Garfield? Lasagna? Are you like, I just love lasagna and that cat gets me? Or like, did you have a good friend named Odie?
I can't say I relate to him on a personal level, but...
You're cool with Mondays?
I just, I picked four cats. He's one of them.
Oh, I love it. Good stuff. It's... Garfield is great. Shout out to Jim Davis.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll keep us going.
Garfield and Friends.
That's right. And there was a rooster on that one. I remember that. That cartoon was pretty... I think it had, like, edgy moments that kids missed out. Like, they didn't know.
Oh, maybe.
I think it did. I think that rooster was just an asshole, though. That's all I remember. Is the rooster was an asshole. And the duck was an idiot. And he had a tube around him that moved when he moved. It was weird.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? And, like, if he blinked, it blinked. It had, like, a little duck head on it. That's not about cats, though. My first cat is Luna from Sailor Moon.
Because
my cat is named Luna from Sailor Moon because she's a black cat.
Aww.
Yeah, Sailor Moon was like, I didn't love it, but I did watch a lot of it, because there just wasn't a lot of anime initially in the States. Mm-hmm. It was this and Dragon Ball kind of came out at the same time, and right. I was like, this is probably way more metal in Japan than the weird dubbed version, because it just was a train wreck initially.
Mm-hmm.
But that cat was so annoying, but like she moved the story along. I was like, I hate her voice. And the American one is so awful. But for whatever reason, I just, like, the cat's like, yeah, no, just get your ass out there and go fight a big demon lady, you know? Like, whatever. It's a pretty awesome cat.
Cool.
That's it.
That's it. All right. My second cat is Stimpy from Ren and Stimpy.
Ah, Stimpy's my honorable mention. Yeah, Stimpy great.
Stimpy's, yeah, just the dumb, lovable cat.
He's very dumb. He's very gross. I think because he got so gross later on that I was like, I just can't. I can't Stimpy. He's just so gross. He's pretty gross.
It's like one of like the weird random shows I was allowed to watch when I was a kid. It didn't make any sense.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Like, I should not have been watching this. But no, I think I turned out fine.
I think you're fine. I think you did good. I think you did good, despite the Ren and Stimpy. Well, my next pick, I'm going Disney.
Okay.
It's my only Disney.
Mm-hmm.
I chose Fat Cat from Rescue Rangers.
Oh.
He was the villain, and he wore a purple suit. That's just fun. The only thing because it's been forever since I watched Rescue Rangers, but I remembered he was kind of like Dom DeLuise and like all these like gangster kind of characters.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he would be this big, mean gangster, and he'd have all the goons and everything. But, like, if people came around, he would just pretend he's a cat again. And I was like, that's brilliant. I like that. They don't know the cat's evil. He was a big fat cat. He was named appropriately.
Yeah.
And Rescue Rangers had the greatest theme song pretty much ever.
Yep.
Right, Cliff?
I never watched it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing that. Get prepared for Cliff and Olivia watch Rescue Rangers. It's going to be
Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers?
That's the one.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
That's the stuff, but yeah. No more. I don't want to get sued. I can't take it.
Right.
But yes, that's the stuff.
Yep.
It was awesome. The video game was hard. So yeah, that's what I got.
All right. Well, my third pick, I think this is Disney.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure on it. But wait, I also have another Disney pick. So never mind. I picked Oliver from Oliver and Company.
I think Oliver was Disney. I can't remember. I think he was.
I guess. Yeah.
You just like that classic story told through cats?
Yeah. Sure. Disney.
Why were you making a weird voice? Cliff came in over an intercom even though he didn't prior.
It's the banana pudding.
Thanks, Cliff.
I think this was one of those movies I had. I don't remember watching it because I was so young. I just remember he was a cute orange cat. That's it. That's all I remember.
I'm so tempted to edit out the part right after where you're like, I never watched it. It's one of the next one. Oh, that'd be great. No, I remember enjoying Oliver too, but I haven't watched that one in forever.
Yeah.
People at home, let us know on the social medias why Oliver is the greatest cat or why Oliver is not the greatest cat. Everybody's going to shit on Garfield, I'm telling you. They're like, he's a jerk. So my next cat... Do you guys remember Earthworm Jim had a cartoon?
Yeah.
Came on after Freakazoid, which is really my favorite cartoon. Uh-huh. But there was a cat on there called Evil the Cat, and he was very strange looking. And he had big buck teeth and a really, like, rat-looking tail. And he was, like, smart and made devices and shot at Earth. Earthworm Jim was just so weird.
Yeah.
And the fact that it got a cartoon blows me away. But, yeah, Evil the Cat was weird and diabolical. And, I mean, I like weird and diabolical, so mm-hmm. Evil the Cat... is my pick.
Alright. You're into evil cats, huh?
I fucking love them.
Speaking of evil cats.
Yes.
I picked, for my fourth one, the Siamese cats from Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, they're such assholes. We should do a sequel list where it's asshole cats. Let us know if you want that, people.
It's literally like cat's buttholes.
Yeah.
On the thing.
God, I hope I remember that for the thumbnail. Let's just put some cat butts in front of it. So, and we thought this was going to be a weird one.
You thought this was going to be an easy one.
This is easy.
It's gotten weird.
It got weird. But yeah, tell me more about the Siamese cats.
Well, they have their own song.
They do.
They're iconic.
They're iconic. They're a little racist, and they are complete assholes. So I do also like those Siamese cats. So I'm with you.
That's it. That's what I got.
All right. So, my final one, I picked my favorite cats possible to pick, even though they're pretty much just people that look like cats. I picked the SWAT cats, because they're cats. The Hanna-Barbera action cartoon, they just flew around in a jet and beat people up, and that's all I wanted in life. If you haven't watched SWAT cats, it's the greatest thing ever. It's my ringtone. It's been my ringtone for like 10 years. It's
delicious.
But yeah, if you haven't watched SWAT cats, please do. It's a very late Hanna-Barbera. I think it came out late 90s, and then they finished it on Cartoon Network later in the 2000s. It's very hard to find, the old VHSs, the old toys, all the stuff, but the DVD did get re-released. So yeah, cats, baby.
I'm really surprised you didn't pick Thundercats.
You know, I thought about it, but I couldn't, like, I can't pick all of them, because they're not all great.
Right.
And then I gotta pick one.
Right.
And it's like, alright, well, that's hard. So... Now, Thundercats, I mean, you go back and you watch Thundercats, and it's some weird shit. Like, weirder than normal. Like, all right, we're going to fight a satanic demon with a pentagram on his face. Like, that's weird. That shouldn't be in my kid's cartoon. But, yeah, that's it. We did it, people. You asked, one of you asked for animated cats, so sorry you got it. And stay tuned, because there will be a sequel, perhaps, with another type of animal coming very soon. Maybe even tomorrow. It's not happening tomorrow. But that's it. Thank you for listening. Make sure you rate and review on iTunes because that helps. It makes Olivia happy. If you don't do it, Olivia will cry. And it's not good. They're just like these big soggy tears. She can't get them under wraps once they start going. So, yeah, it's unfortunate.
Meow.